The Supreme Court on February 7 rejected the bail plea of British citizen Christian Michel, accused and an alleged middleman in the Augusta Westland VVIP chopper scam, Christian Michael vs. Christian Michel had approached the Supreme Court seeking bail in the cases registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and Enforcement Directorate, ED, in connection with the scam being investigated by the agencies. The bench was presided over by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices P.S. Narasimha and J.B. Pardiwala. Additional Solicitor General Sanjay Jain appeared for the CBI and ED, while Advocate Aljo Joseph, Advocate Sriram Parakat, and Advocate M.S. Vishnu Shankar appeared for the petitioner. Michel had sought bail under Section 436A of CRPC, which states that a person can be released on bail if he has finished half of the maximum sentence given for the offence. The bench, however, said that he can pursue remedy of regular bail before a trial court. The order read that, the first proviso to Section 436A stipulates that the court may order continued detention which may extend half of the maximum punishment. The single judge of High Court, while declining bail, has also adverted to circumstances as per which the petitioner was extradited. Christian James Michel is a British consultant who is alleged to have played an important role as one of the three middlemen in the 3,600 crore rupees Augusta Westland transaction for the procurement of 12 VVIP helicopters. The other two middlemen are Guido Hashke and Carlo Gerosa. Michel was extradited by Dubai in 2018 and has been in jail ever since. The CBI and the ED have lodged two separate cases for bribery and other offences relating to the Augusta Westland case. The deal, finalized during former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's tenure, was caught up in allegations of kickbacks. Apparently, kickbacks worth €67,552 crore as per forex rates, were to be paid by the Anglo-Italian firm Augusta Westland through two sets of middlemen, one led by Guido Hashke and another by Christian Michel. The ED, in its charge sheet filed in June 2016, had alleged that Michel received €30 million, around 225 crore rupees, from Augusta Westland. Previously, the CBI had also claimed that names of highly placed individuals and bureaucrats surfaced during its investigation into the chopper scandal. As per a note written by Michel sometime in 2008 at his London office, €30 million were to be disseminated among Indian bureaucrats, politicians, and Air Force officers. The note made use of abbreviations of designations under the headings AF, Air Force, BUR, bureaucrats, POL, politicians, and FAM. The note revealed that €6 million were meant for AF, €8.4 million for BUR, €3 million for POL, and €15-16 million for FAM. However, the same could not be prosecuted so far because of lack of sufficient prosecutable evidence, in the absence of full execution of letters rogatory, LRs, sent to foreign shows. The previous year on December 2, the Supreme Court said it will hear on December 6 the bail pleas of Michel in the case. In May 2022, the Supreme Court had sought responses from the CBI and the ED on the bail pleas filed by Michel. The probe agencies had stated that they secured his custody after much hardship and that Section 436A will not be applicable to the ED proceedings. Michel had challenged the Delhi High Court order of March 11, 2022, through which his bail plea was refused. Rejecting the bail pleas in both the CBI and ED cases in 2022, a trial court had stated that taking account of the overall facts and circumstances, the serious nature of the accusations, the gravity of the offence, and the conduct of the accused, the case was not deemed fit to be eligible for bail. The contract became one of the biggest controversies during the United Progressive Alliance, UPA, regime. The deal was eventually scrapped in 2014. The anomalies in the award of the contract to the Anglo-Italian firm led to an estimated loss of €398.21 million, around 2,666 crore rupees, to the government in the €556.262 million, 3,726.9 crore rupees, contract, according to CBI.